From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. A bill to cap enrollment in Arkansas's Medicaid expansion program has passed the full House and is likely headed to a Senate Health Committee this week. But as Sarah Weitz-Kotacek from Arkansas Public Media reports, the change may not pass muster under federal law.
Republican Representative Josh Miller is not a fan of Arkansas's Medicaid expansion. It benefits 350,000 low-income Arkansans as part of the Affordable Care Act. Miller says he talks to constituents in his Heber Springs district who are tired of footing the bill.
They're tired of seeing programs like this continue to be funded with their hard-earned tax dollars and see folks who just are taking advantage of the programs and accepting a handout and not a hand up.
The federal government pays for 95% of the costs, and that's slated to drop to 90% in a few years. Miller says that's not sustainable. His legislation would cap the number of new people who could enroll in the program. But the president of Arkansas's Center for Health Improvement, Joe Thompson, says it's not legal for states to do that.
I think you would end up probably in court by citizens saying that they are eligible but being denied the benefit that the Social Security Act guarantees them.
This wouldn't be the first time the Arkansas legislature has passed a bill that violates federal law. It's likely to go before the Public Health Committee this week. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.